Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last year started a series of, hey, let's give you a good place to get away, maybe for a weekend, maybe for longer than that, but a comfortable drive from the Chicago area to places you've heard of and maybe you haven't. So we start our series today with Karen Raymore, the executive director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association. Karen actually joined us last year, and she's back in from Ohio. Hi, Karen. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So where is Hocking Hills?
Hocking Hills is in southeastern Ohio. So from Chicago, you just in the 94 to I-65 to Indianapolis, where you pick up I-70.
Turn left.
Yep. Head east on I-70 till you come to U.S. 33 just in Columbus. And then you head southeast on U.S. 33 and you're there. It takes about six and a half hours.
Okay.
It's an easy drive.
It's well, I drove to Columbus last year and it was.
Yeah.
So if I can get to Columbus just a little further on.
Then it's, you know, you're 45 minutes away.
What's the geography like? Is it hilly? Is it woody? What is going on there?
It's both hilly and woody. We have a lot of forest lands in the area, but it's also where the glaciers stopped when they came through thousands of years ago. So it's the foothills of Appalachia. Begin right there in the Hocking Hills.
Oh, I see. So where the glacier stopped, though, to me, glacier is mountainous. No, the glacier cleared the land.
Flattened everything.
Yeah. So the so you're right at the foothills of the Appalachians.
Yes.
So what does that mean to me when I get there?
That means that you're going to see a lot of hills, caves, mostly sandstone caves.
Huh.
And so they are not cavernous like a lot of people think. If you're going spelunking, you think, you know, underground cavernous caves. These are sandstones, so over hundreds and hundreds of years, the tops have worn off. So you have cave walls all around you, but it's open at the top.
Oh, I think I like that.
That's my kind of cave, because I'm not good in the cavernous.
Yeah, I don't want to go down there.
Yeah, I don't like those
type
places.
But if I can see the sky, maybe, which technically to me doesn't make it a cave, but I guess it is.
It still is technically a cave. And the beauty is, you also, with those the tops being worn away, you have lots of places for waterfalls, and we do have a lot of waterfalls.
So is this a populous area, or is it more like I'm going to a forest area?
Yeah, it's very rural. And of course, we have the Hocking State Park, which is the biggest attraction in the area, is actually six non-contiguous parks under the umbrella name of Hocking Hills State Park. So you've got, and in between a lot of those non-contiguous parks, you have the Hocking State Forest. So we've got many, many acres of forest land. And then also we have the Wayne National Forest, just a little bit to the southeast of us.
Is it developed like, say, the Dells are, which, you know, has its own scenic beauty, but it's got go-karts and mini-golf and restaurants? Is it like that?
No, it is. It is still very rural. While we do have some mini-golf and there's one go-kart track, that it's not as pronounced as it is in the Dells.
Which I'm sure you would argue is a good thing, right?
Well, for the area, because we're all about nature. So, you know, you can be what you is, as my dad used to say.
Well, then what do I do when I get to Hocking Hills?
So, hiking is probably the most common activity because there's so much of it available and for various skill levels. So, if you are really looking more for a stroll than a hike, that's easy to do. If you want a good, strenuous, long-distance hike, the Buckeye Trail runs right through it.
Up some hills and down?
Yep, up hills, down. That's one of the most popular, but we're also well known for things like kayaking and canoeing. We've got a couple of great zip line outfitters that'll let you fly from treetop to treetop along zip lines.
Am I camping when I get out there? Am I staying in motels? Where do I stay?
Mostly, we do have campgrounds, but what we're most well known for are all the cabins and lodges. There's well over 1,200 different cabins.
Oh,
and
my.
They're peppered throughout the woods. There's also some that are closer into the biggest city, which is the city of Logan. That's a county seat. There are some that are a little bit closer there. And then the restaurants that we have are predominantly mom and pop, locally owned restaurants.
Really?
It's not. We just completed. We do two weekends of the year, the Comfort Food Cruise, because that's what they do really well is comfort food, and it's all these locally owned mom and pop restaurants, and so the dining is not what you would find in a more developed city.
I spent some time in Ottawa, and they have the Starved Rock Lodge out there, which is very nice. It's a big lodge with a big restaurant and a big event space, and then cabins dotted all around. What's the equivalent of that out there?
We have got, just opened in October of 22, the brand new Hocking Hills State Park Lodge. It is truly spectacular. There was a structure there before. It was a dining lodge, so it was just a restaurant and some conference rooms, and that was lost in a fire in 2016, so they rebuilt on the same footprint. But now there are lodge rooms. There are accommodations with spectacular balconies, views out over the hills. They've got all the, you know, indoor-outdoor pool and restaurant. Event space. So that's the big new shining star in the Hocking Hills.
We're talking to Karen Raymore. She's the executive director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association, Southeast Ohio, say 6 hours from where we are right now, downtown Chicago. HockingHills.com is the website. I want to make
sure. Excuse me. It's actually ExploreHockingHills.com.
ExploreHockingHills.com.
The other one is not an official site, but it's out there. That's why we have to always kind of.
Let's go to the right place. Yeah. So let's ExploreHockingHills.com. Incidentally, I have a two-night stay at a luxury cabin with a two-hour pontoon boat rental at Lake Logan Marina and dinner for two. So this is the whole getaway.
You bet.
It's the lodging, it's the dinner, it's an experience on the pontoon. It's a great way to experience Hocking Hills. To enter, we're going to randomly draw. Visit the contest page at WGNradio.com. You can sign up right now. The contest page at WGNradio.com. Our Best of the Midwest series this year kicks off with Hocking Hills, which is in Ohio, and it's ExploreHockingHills.com. What else am I going to do when I get out there?
Well, hopefully you're going to relax. And in the evenings, we've got the John Glenn Astronomy Park, which offers really spectacular views of the dark night sky that is so prevalent in the area.
John Glenn is probably a favorite son in Ohio, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Very much so.
So the John Glenn, what did you call it again?
It's the John Glenn Astronomy Park.
So what's an astronomy park?
It's a large plaza. So if for people that have their own telescopes, you can bring your telescope. But they also have a very high-powered telescope in a building with a retractable roof for very close-up stargazing. And they have an astronomer who is there to help guide visitors kind of into what they're seeing.
I suppose in the dark of night, though, free of the city lights, mm-hmm. you probably get pretty good nightscapes, huh?
We do. Our dark night sky is one of our greatest assets.
It's a funny feature, come for the dark sky, but when you do go outside the city, outside the suburbs, it actually, for many of us, doesn't happen that often. I remember one time we were in northern Wisconsin, and we looked up and I thought, have those been there the whole time? Every night, there's this galaxy of stars ahead of us, above us, and we never see it. You got to go to Hocking Hills.
You have to get out of in the country.
Yeah, you really do.
But it's well worth it because it's beautiful.
Talk to me about beverages out there.
You bet. Well, you know, like I said, it's a lot about nature, but we also have plenty of adult beverage opportunities, wineries, breweries, a moonshine distillery. We've got another distillery about to open and another brewery that just opened in downtown Logan, which is a historic area that's being
revitalized. Can you give me some names on labels, wine, beer,
you
bourbons,
bet.
What?
It's Hocking Hills Moonshine, and they make moonshine.
Is that a clear kind of vodka?
It's like a clear grain alcohol.
Uh-huh.
They make that in a variety of proofs. So everything from like a 40 proof up to 150 proof.
Uh-huh.
And then they also just started making bourbon. So they also have bourbon. Then we have Hocking Hills Winery. They like to capitalize on that Hocking Hills part.
Well, you might as well.
Might as well. And they've got a variety of wines. We have the Brewery 33. And as I said, there's additional wineries that seem to be opening all the time.
Two other things. Any festivals coming up? If I coordinated my trip to Southeast Ohio, should I land there when?
If you are a fan of Airstream campers, from May 4th through the 6th, we have 100 Airstreams that will be parked on Main Street in downtown historic Logan. Lots of fun. We also have got the only washboard music festival in the country that takes place Father's Day weekend, the Thursday to Saturday before Father's Day. And it's just really a community celebration. The last remaining washboard manufacturer is in Logan. And that's kind of what inspired the Washboard Music Festival. But it's just a lot of fun.
It sounds like you guys have the right attitude. If I were going to combine the trip to the country with a trip to a city, where's the next big metropolitan area? Would it be Columbus?
Yes. And I can't recommend Columbus highly enough. It's a lovely city and have got a lot of their own attractions.
And 45 miles away.
And so. It's so close. And, you know, for kids, they've got COSI, which is the Children's Science Museum, which is wonderful. The Franklin Park Conservatory,
the university,
amazing place.
And so on. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It is a nice location, and you can check out other things besides just the hills.
The Hocking Hills, explorehockinghills.com is the website, explorehockinghills.com. Karen Raymore, Executive Director of the Tourism Association there. Remember now, we've got a two-night stay at a luxury cabin with a two-hour pontoon boat rental at Lake Logan Marina and dinner for two. If you want to win, all you've got to do is visit the contest page at WGNradio.com. Karen, I hope you come back next year, and I hope a lot of folks come out to see you in the meantime.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.